Blog Talk Radio.
Thanks for hearing.
Parts of the Oort cloud.
Right. Okay.
These ones are just ahead. But the thing is, there's always just a light cover of smaller debris in front of major Oort clouds. And then there's a gap, and then there's where it begins. And then when it begins, everyone's going to be like, ooh, ah. And then shortly after it starts to pass by, it's going to be holy fucking shit. You know, the sky is falling, literally.
Okay, and let's go back 24 hours ago. What happened?
A small asteroid hit somewhere in the Pacific Ocean, and it generated, you know, huge plumes, which in this particular case is tidal waves, coming at probably a couple hundred miles an hour, and let's see, 500 feet, like quarter mile high, I think, right? Something like that. I forgot how many feet.
Keep going.
That's like 5,000 feet or in a mile. Well, it doesn't matter. That's still a big-ass tsunami.
Right.
And
moving
still,
on.
It's still coming at you pretty fast if what caused it was an asteroid, which is what it was. Or a meteorite or a comet or whatever. It doesn't really matter what you call it. It's an object from outer space.
We got hit by something.
And it's entering into your reality, people. That's the bottom line.
Now, I saw that it was 1.5 MIMS or 0.5 MIMS. I'm hoping that's the size. Was it larger? I hope not.
I don't know. I didn't take a look at the story in particular. But it,
we got
it,
hit.
You know,
did we get hit?
Kind of,
yes or no?
Yes, we did.
Okay. All right.
Well, these are, you know, these are just hitting mainly in the ocean because, you know, the ocean is what covers, you know, most of the planet. And you have to understand that when it does hit on land, not every part of land is actually populated. But once people start becoming aware that they are hitting the planet, then they're going to be concerned and think about it hitting where they live. And if enough people start thinking about that, all right, they're going to manifest more of it. And the thing is that it is coming anyway.
This is outside of China.
Well, you know, I mean, China has a lot of people in it. And a lot of people in China actually map the stars. So a lot of people in China are probably going to get hit first because there's a lot more people in that part of the world. So, you know, based on the level of consciousness of the individuals and what the, and whether there are star mappers or not will determine whether those areas, you know, start to get hit, you know, beforehand. Or afterhand. Now, you know, there are religions that also follow this same thing.
We cannot come out and really say that we definitely got hit. It's a probability by our intelligence that we're and watching and listening to that we have been hit, correct?
Yes, and like I said, we are going to get hit more.
Okay, but what I'm saying is to clarify things. We don't know for sure, but our guess is that we did get hit tonight.
Yeah, possibly. You know, I think that more of the hits are gonna probably start during the daytime. You know, like dawn and dusk. And they'll also probably be more easily visible around those times anyway.
Right.
Coming in and out because you'll have
I get that.
Scale
I get
backdrop,
that.
You know.
Sure. Right.
Or
it's
just when you'll notice it, you know. You know, the I try not to think about getting hit by an asteroid because my thoughts become my reality. And that's what I'm trying to get at with the whole
concept. So you think I should change my thinking right now that we didn't?
Well, you know, think about what you do want. Don't think about what you don't want. Metaphysics 101.
Absolutely not. No.
Right. But nevertheless, you know, people like you and I are spreading the awareness, so therefore we have to be thinking about it at least somewhat. You know, it has to, you know,
probabilities. Probabilities, like being tested for, you know, that's the way I see it is, you know, I mean, either it happens or it does happen. I mean, we can't stop it, right? I mean,
no, and like I said, there's nothing you can do to hide from a comet, you know, or a meteorite or an asteroid or whatever.
There's no fair warning at all.
No, we using conventional telescopes, we can only cover 2% of the sky, and not all continuously at the same time.
Mm-hmm.
There are some other technologies that are being deployed that help cover more, and the satellites and stuff that they keep on blasting up between all the different countries are consolidated by certain compact-type organizations. And, yeah, they can see a lot more. But conventionally, anything you're going to see in the media is not going to be covering but 2% of the sky or what they specifically isolate and allow them to promote.
Here's what I can understand is that this is interesting, and the probabilities are very high, but they don't cover any of this at all, which is fine. But,
well,
I mean,
yeah, because,
what are we covering, really? I mean,
only the people that are looking are covering it. That's the thing. And that's one of the reasons for suppression, because we live in a fear-based world. Everything's fear because archons run the system. And it has to, in order to be in the system, it has to cause some sort of negative, degradatory alteration to our behavior.
What are they doing? What are those archons doing right now? What are they doing?
I'll tell you one thing. One thing they're doing is they're trying to figure out why things in my town are falling apart. You know, and you know, that's interesting. I mean, I'm actually having a little bit of fun with these guys. They don't have the upper hand anymore. At least not where I am.
They're cantankerous, though. They're very cantankerous.
Yeah, they're also, you know, very fragile and, you know, can break easily. So that's good.
Yeah.
But one of the reasons that things like this aren't
okay. Hold on. Blank slate. We want to get as much as we can for tonight's conversation, but what's on your mind? Blank slate. Go. Fresh in your mind.
To help people who are like following, you know, my metaphysical references. I got a book for you. It's a short book. It's called Omniperception by Stephen Hawley Martin. You know, it helps you tapping your power to see all.
It sounds like he called Holly fucking his best friend or something.
Well,
I'm just joking.
Oh, okay.
Move on, Matt.
This book basically it's a school of metaphysics book, really. So if you want to pick it up, check out the School of Metaphysics.
Kind of boring. Next one.
The next one is Straw Bale Gardens, the breakthrough method for growing vegetables anywhere, earlier, and with no weeding.
That might be good.
Oh, yeah, no, I get a kick out of just looking at the pictures in this book. You know, I don't even have to read it all to get what I need to go buy, but it gives you the methodologies and shows you, like pictures on every page, which is nice. Shows lots of diagrams. You know,
listening to the White Album. I gotcha.
Yeah, pretty much. Yeah. You know, that's the.
Yeah.
Anyway, it's
have
a.
Have you ever? Did you see that one picture of Purple Haze, and it was like Jimi Hendrix like, reaching out for like looking at Purple Hay out in the field? That was awesome.
No, I haven't seen that.
Was awesome.
No, that's a couple generations away from me.
Not so much. I mean, strawberries are still in the mix. That's good.
Yeah, I guess.
So you're saying we should? So you're saying we can grow more strawberries? That's good, right?
Yeah. There's
What do you think about the legalization of marijuana for the country?
It's going to generate a lot of revenue, and
right.
There's going to be a lot of there's going to be a lot of law enforcement confrontations because, while there seems to be this seems to be their thing as well. We don't want to really mess with that. We want to focus on other things. You have to understand that a lot of these law enforcement guys that are still around are the ones that are in charge now. Okay. And the ones that are in charge are very, they're very conservative, okay?
It's time sensitive, don't you think, for their generation? Like, you know.
Yeah.
Their daughters got pregnant. They went off to a fucking, like, Catholic school. I mean, so, you know, they're just, this is.
Yeah, they're not
and
going to,
all
they're not going
soon.
To be treating it very, very well, but. The thing is that it's going to generate more money than trying to plug it into an overwhelmed prison system, et cetera, et cetera. And in the end, they're just not going to have any damn say over it. That's what it's going to boil down to.
Yeah.
You know, it's not like they do now because the whole war on drugs in general has failed miserably. Like, I mean,
I know they're getting so high in Velveeta, it's going to fly off the shelf. So, how do we? What's the best way to kill about?
That's so funny, yeah.
What's the best way to kill about a billion people?
That's crazy.
Well, what's the best way to kill about a billion people in Velveeta? You know, I mean, we really got to get rid of some folks. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
You know, it's time to start. You know. Don't fuck with Twinkies, fine. Velveeta, not so much.
Yeah, Velveeta is some really good cheese.
No, oh, come on. Don't fuck with the Velveeta.
Right.
So how do we get rid of a billion people really quick? Do we just, like, all go Nazi?
No, there's one that's already going.
I'm fine.
You know,
I can go swastika. That's fine.
There's one that's going real quick, which is...
I'm joking, by the way.
Yeah, no, I know. But,
by the way, I am a son of the American Revolution, by the way, and certified. I want my fucking guns. Don't fuck with my guns. Don't fuck with me, and don't fuck with me, right?
Yeah.
I'm trying to figure out what party I need to get on. That's my party in the Sons of Revolution. I'm a member.
What Sons of Revolution? Yeah, I don't know what that is.
Really? No, I mean, I'm direct descendant of all of the original Revolution part, you know. Washington.
Oh, that's cool.
And, yeah. You know, all my, you know. Sisters and they're all daughters of the revolution stuff. Yeah, I'm a son of the revolution. I'm direct descendant to Jefferson, Washington, all those. Yeah.
Oh, that's cool.
Certified. Yeah.
Yeah. I don't know who I'm a descendant of. Probably nobody important.
Well, well, you know, you're with me, so, you know.
It's cool.
I'm certified through Austin, Texas. if anybody wants to question that, and it's certified, it's original. So that's the side I'm on. I've been sitting back watching how things develop, and I am a son of the revolution, so suck it. Both my balls, you know, suck it.
Yeah, I'm still trying to figure out what this whole NRA thing is all about. You know,
a little bit of that. Some of it, yeah. You know,
I don't know.
You can tell them suck it too. I like the fact that you can sell guns now through the internet without certification, which is great.
That's pretty cool. I like you know, I like finding the various different things that I want on the internet, and then I can just go to the store and buy it. You know, it's a whole lot easier. Or I can order it and, you know, have it shipped. That is just wonderful. Especially if you need to
like
put together.
Like a drone?
Huh?
Like a drone?
Oh, yeah. Oh, don't get me started on the drones. Yeah, everyone's always bitching about the government drones. Government better be concerned about other motherfuckers getting drones and, you know, beating them to the punch. And sorry, guys, it's already happened. But
I want to see two female drones in a fucking catfight. That's gonna get real. That's gonna be interesting.
Oh yeah. Have you seen the parrot dog fights yet?
No, but I'm waiting for those cat fights with the drones. But no, she didn't.
Check out So like I said, if you need to order stuff on the internet.
No, I don't need to order anything.
You should definitely order some stuff for aquaponics.
The only thing I'm gonna order is pizza. Trust me. I'm hiring a kite.
So funny. You know, that's one way to relax, put your fears aside, and use your imagination. Fuck the Archons. You know? And all their little systems of control. They can't beat us. They can't. We're immortal. They're limited. They can't reproduce. We're like cockroaches. The comparisons are, you know, godly. And, you know, a technological edge.